This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, we're about to go around the NFL here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. There's so many quotes filtering in on the text line, on the YouTube page, and some that we were just talking about in the break. On the text line, float like a butterfly, sting like a bee.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, your hands can't hit.
But your eyes can't
That's
see.
That's right. Shout out to the—he's got a number of them that
oh,
I imagine
of course
are
he does.
That are incredible.
The greatest.
The Louisville lip. That's what they call
I think
me.
So, yeah.
Yeah, because he got a man— If you really go back and think about it, and if you obviously there's a lot of scholarship that's been done on Muhammad Ali, if you go back and actually look, man, he was giving Joe Louis Joe Frazier. He was giving Frazier hell, and I was like, how did we make Muhammad Ali the victor here? Like, how do we make him the hero? Because he was kind of a jerk, but I guess when you're really good at sports, man.
I mean, talk about the gift of gab.
Yeah, man. Bill O'Brien, it's not my job. Fair enough. there's various other ones. Did you practice like a champion today? Came in. S went bad real quick. Talking about CP3 and the Rockets.
Mm.
And I was telling you about one of my favorites. We didn't get into the subsection of NBA quotes. Somebody said, how's my keister taste? I guess.
Shaq.
Talking about Kobe.
Yeah.
One of my favorites, Larry Bird walking into the locker room in the All-Star game. Before the 3-point contest,
yeah. Which one of you MFers coming in second?
That's right.
I think you know what's up.
That's right. One of the absolute best, and my all-time favorite. Which again, I don't apply back to any level of actual lessons. It's just fun. Which is Dikembe Mutombo walking into a club, putting his hands up and saying, "Who wants to sex Mutombo?"
Hey,
a king of consent. Shout out to Dikembe Mutombo.
King of consent. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. See, I didn't remember that one.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I did not remember that one.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. My defense is impregnable. Oh, yeah. Shout out to the 3-4-6 for that as well. We'll keep going and keep filtering those in as we go. All right. Around the NFL, there's a trade that happened today.
Breaking news.
June 30th. In the summer, but we actually got movement in the National Football League. Just a reminder that football is 365.
Yeah, they trying to rain on the NBA right now.
Yeah,
man.
They like, I don't care about no legal tampering.
Let's put a trade out there.
Yeah,
let's go ahead and do that. Yeah,
we taking these corners. These are ours as well. And it involves the Miami Dolphins and the Pittsburgh Steelers, who are apparently trying to make sure that they do something.
They trying.
In fact, I am interested to see how impactful you think this move is for the Steelers. The Dolphins, interestingly enough, as a team, seemingly going quietly into that good night after very much being a contender. Actually, maybe you disagree, but they send Jalen Ramsey, a 3-time All-Pro cornerback, and tight end Jonnu Smith, who there had been conversation about him possibly being traded. Both of them will go to the Pittsburgh Steelers in exchange for another 3-time All-Pro, the safety Minkah Fitzpatrick, and a pick swap for the 27 draft. It's a 7th round going to Pittsburgh and a 5th rounder going to Miami. So you have kind of the player for player, which I imagine is a majority of this, a little bit of value in those late round picks swapping. But the real value is Jalen Ramsey to the Steelers to play safety. And then I imagine to play safety because Minkah Fitzpatrick comes back the other way.
Going back to Miami.
Back to Miami, where he originally came from.
Traded from.
Which is hilarious because when they traded him to Pittsburgh, he was great in Miami, and then he became even greater in Pittsburgh. It felt like any time I heard about the Pittsburgh Steelers, Minkah Fitzpatrick was getting an interception.
Yeah.
So what do you look at? Like, did Pittsburgh get better in this in your mind? Like, what are you looking at? Minkah Fitzpatrick going to Miami? How did you look at this trade when you saw it?
I mean, honestly, I'm not sure if Jalen Ramsey is still the same guy he was a few years ago. I mean, you mentioned the three All-Pros, but he hasn't been All-Pro since, I think, 21. So, I mean, we're talking about 3-4 years here where he hasn't been at that. Still a good cornerback, don't get me wrong, but not at – All-Pro means you are the best of the best.
Right.
Still, so not at that level, but still a good player, but obviously, but he's been hurt too.
I think you made a good point. Cornerback. I think that at this point in his career – like, the additional safety, speed that's necessary to play cornerback, he might not have. But he still has the head, like, the IQ
and
the ball-hawking nature where I think that the move to safety will help him greatly. Now,
I mean, overall, it's a good move for the Steelers. But honestly, defense is not what I worry about in Pittsburgh. For me, it's offense. Like, what are you doing offensively? Now, obviously, we know they just brought in Aaron Rodgers. Like, I want to see if they can run the ball. We know they're going to stop teams. Now, in that, especially in that division, you got to be able to stop teams, right? Those other offenses. And I think the Steelers are still going to do that anytime you got Mike Tomlin over a team, and he's a defensive guy. So we know the defense is going to be there. I'm more worried about the offense with Pittsburgh. So, yeah, it's a good deal for them, good trade for them. But, again, my concern is more so what are you going to show me offensively?
No, that's a great point, especially because if you just look at the roster – the depth chart for the Steelers, which is funny because as this trade developed, I didn't know that Minkah was going the other way. I was looking and I was like, where exactly are they going to play Jalen Ramsey? Because the Pittsburgh Steelers, if you don't recall, which I wouldn't blame you for, I had to look at the roster myself. They got Darius Slay this offseason.
I didn't even know they had
him. Darius Slay will play one of the cornerback spots. Remember that they have Joey Porter Jr., who they drafted in 23, as another cornerback. They have Deshaun Elliott at safety. They brought in Juan Thornhill, who didn't have a great year last year, but he has the makings and he's been a very good safety in this league. And then Minkah Fitzpatrick was at that point.
Yeah.
And I was like, where exactly are you putting this dude? Well, it seems like it'll be in Minkah's place. But even then, that is a terrifying secondary. And I think this team was like a damn near right at the edge of top third kind of pass defense by some metrics.
Somewhere around there, yeah.
So, like, yeah, it's fair to say, how much does this chain? Jonnu Smith sliding in at tight end makes it interesting because they still have Pat Freiermuth. So I'm like, does this then mean that they're going to lean into some bigger sets possibly? Does that help them run the football in some ways?
Potentially. And I mean, you think about Aaron Rodgers, especially back in the day, he liked to throw to tight ends. So maybe that's, you know, some of what they're doing now. I'm not sure now who do they have in the backfield now in Pittsburgh?
So I knew that they still have Jalen Warren as a running back.
That's
right.
And then
remember they drafted Caleb Johnson out of Iowa.
Okay.
And then, I didn't realize that they had brought in Kenneth Gainwell in the offseason.
I didn't realize that either.
And I guess Cordero Patterson is also on the roster. Okay. So they have some guys that can tote the rock in a lot of different ways. But ultimately, the most important part is, have they actually been able to have some level of, like, validity on that offensive line? It feels like for the last three or four seasons, they've been trying to rehabilitate that offensive line.
That's been a question.
Did they actually get there is a question.
I'm not really sure if they have. I mean, it's just one of those questions. Kind of like, what is the main question we've been asking here in Houston? What is the main, I guess, unit that's been under scrutiny here in Houston?
The offensive line.
Yeah. So, I mean, it feels like the same thing that you're talking about with the Steelers here. Right, so
maybe not the same thing, because I mean there was a lot of problems with this offensive line that I would not necessarily say is the same as the Steelers, but ultimately your point is well made and understood. But yeah, it's obviously the quarterback situation is still going to matter a lot. I am very intrigued to see what Arthur Smith does with this, because if memory serves me, was Jonnu Smith with those Falcons when he was still there as a coach? I have to go back and do my accounting. I might be completely off there, but. Arthur Smith does like those. He does like utilizing tight ends and such. I just don't know how much I love an Arthur Smith offense in general. And to be fair, I don't know how much Aaron Rodgers loves an Arthur Smith offense, because the only offense I think Aaron Rodgers loves is an Aaron Rodgers offense.
Oh, of course. It's all about
Aaron
Rodgers.
Which I'm pretty sure is an 08 offense in this modern NFL, and I don't know if it actually works.
It still works now.
So we'll see what it ultimately looks like, but that is a big move there. The Steelers refuse to, like, have a down year. They're just going to continue to try and push. I wonder, though, if this will be enough to make them, like, significantly better, or are they going to
be an actual contender is what you're saying.
Although, I don't know if that should be the bar for them.
What is the bar for the Steelers then?
Actual contender is like, are you amongst the Ravens and the Bills and the Chiefs? And I don't think they getting there.
So you don't think they're getting there?
Like, I don't think Mike Tomlin got that much special sauce. So
I don't either.
But
I don't.
Like a serious Super not Super Bowl, serious playoff team?
I mean, they're definitely a playoff contender.
Like,
I feel like they always play a playoff contender.
That's been the issue, is that they can't get past the first round.
Yeah, that's my thing. I know, like, I do feel like that organization do feel like they should be in the Super Bowl contender category. Yeah. But I feel like they're not, especially with how the quarterback position been.
That's right. Jonnu basically is attached at the hip to Arthur Smith,
yeah.
Because he was also in Tennessee.
Yeah.
Tennessee, Atlanta, and now with the Steelers.
That's his guy.
Hey, man, you know what's better than being good? Having the hookup, having the homeboy.
Hey.
Shout out to the homeboy Hall of Famer.
The homeboy hookup, man.
Yeah, like, hey, man, look, they hiring over there? Put in good work.
Hey, you will always have a job as long as I'm in the league, too.
Exactly. That's the way to go.
I got to think about how many of those exist. Like, how many of those in situations of, don't worry about it, I got you, right? Speaking of Aaron Rodgers, right, there's a couple. Randall Cobb was one of those for a good long time.
Randall Cobb
could get a job as long as that man was in the league. I guess now Aaron Lazard got a little bit of that, although, you know, Big Daddy Aaron Rodgers done moved on.
Nathaniel Hackett was that at one point.
I guess he was. Aaron Rodgers, the homeboy Hall of Famer himself. Yeah. Shout out. All right, some other things around the NFL. I saw this, and I'm interested, because speaking of the Atlanta Falcons, Michael Penix Jr., who will be their starter this year after starting, I think he started 5 games last year, if memory serves. In Florida, Dade City named a street after Michael Penix Jr. Obviously, you know, he did some great things at Washington in college, and now he is a starter in the NFL. But again, he has only started, I think, a handful of games in the NFL, and now there is a street named Michael Penix Jr. Street right in the heart of Dade City. Is it like, you know what I'm trying to ask without being a jerk.
Does he deserve his own street now?
Like, has he done enough to deserve his own street?
I mean, not in the NFL. I mean, if he's only started, four or five games? No, I mean, how could you have done enough within that time in the NFL? Yeah, maybe he did something within the community that we don't know about.
Yeah, I was about to say, the only way I can see him getting his own street, it got to be like a small city. Where it was like, where you can make the argument that was the best athlete that came out of that city.
Well, I mean, that's probably what's happening here. Dade City, Florida, population 7,570. he's just a legend.
So is it Dade City?
Dade City.
Okay.
Not the whole county.
I'm thinking Dade County. Okay.
Yeah, Dade City. So, I mean, you know, maybe that's the situation here. I mean, because, like you said, has he done enough to warrant having his own street?
I would like to see the other athletes that possibly came out of Dade City. If he's the most popular athlete that came out of that city, then
that's very cute that you said other.
Well, there's a lot that come out of Dade County.
Yeah.
Like the whole county.
Yeah, I'm talking about city.
But the city, I'm not sure.
If he's the most famous or popular athlete that came out of Dade City.
I would have to think some of them maybe came out of Dade City, I would think.
Okay, but here's the thing about Dade City. It's a little bit confusing because Dade City is not in South Florida.
Well, then that just kind of blows everything out of the water.
Dade City up there on the western coast of Florida.
Oh, so it's near Tampa?
It looks as though that's the case. I'm not going to pretend like my geography is so good. It's just look at Florida and know exactly. But yes, it is northeast. It's in the Tampa Bay area. Okay. Which, I mean, that's not a bad area, but it's not South Florida, right? Like, South Florida as a talent hub is something different.
Yeah, it is. I mean, Tampa's nice. I've been to Tampa a couple times. Very nice area there. But as far as the professional athletic talent, no. That's coming closer, you know, on the other coast of Florida.
All right, before we go around the NFL, I think I have to get 3 things in. Four-team things. So, actually, I don't think I need to do this, but I will anyways.
Do it.
Do you have any concern about this particular news that came out this weekend as it pertains to the Cleveland Browns? There's a lot of things with the Cleveland Browns. Maybe we'll circle back around to some of them.
Yeah.
But Mary Kay Cabot, who is a legend out there in them Cleveland streets, from the Cleveland Plain Dealer.
Yep,
there we go. Yep. Thank you. Cleveland.com. She is reporting that Deshaun Watson has taken Shedeur Sanders under his wing.
We should all be concerned.
Saying that the veteran has been a cheerleader in Cleveland for Sanders and the other quarterbacks. You're like, I don't even know
how to digest this. I don't know where to go with this. I mean, is this like the equivalent of Diddy taking you under his wing at this point? Is that what this is?
Okay, you just really wanted to get a Diddy reference in here.
I'm just asking.
I don't know.
I'm just asking. Is that the equivalent? I mean, it kind of is.
It sounds
like it, right?
You know what I think is happening here? I think Deshaun Watson is trying to work his way into the good graces, back into the good graces, because obviously, like, he's been outwardly labeled as a bust in, I mean, basically, yeah, by the ownership group, by Jimmy Haslam.
Yeah.
And we all know that they are just sitting on the opportunity to when it is financially feasible for them to cut him. But he wanted to play. Like, he still wants that. I mean, as evidenced by him being around the building, him putting up these videos, I do wonder if he's like, can I, and maybe this is a jaded way of looking at it, but can I do the performance of good teammate? And maybe, just maybe, them coaches look around and go, I mean, it's not like we have great quarterbacks here. Maybe we give him another run.
To me, it seemed like he's kind of campaigning a little bit for maybe his next step.
Oh. That's a good way to look at it.
So he's doing all this right now. I think he's done in Cleveland.
You think the Canadian Football League care about that?
I don't know. Maybe
it's not going to happen in the NFL. It's not going to happen in the NFL.
CFL, UFL.
But the thing is, I don't think anybody's going to sign him in the NFL to start right away or anything. But if he can, like, jump on somebody's coattail
and be a backup,
I think that's probably his plan. Mm. So he's trying to be the good teammate, put out the good videos and all that stuff.
You want the backup with the record? And mind you, like,
with the record.
Like, there's not just that. Like, there is the, he was the dude that almost messed it up for the NFL, like, from the owner's perspective of, like, guaranteed contracts. Yeah. Now, of course, that's also Jimmy Haslam more than anything.
I don't know
that anybody actually wants that particular scourge on their team. So, like,
I can see somebody like maybe a Kyle Shanahan bringing them in for a low price just to be a backup or something like that.
I disagree. Like, I think that you talk about the way the teams say we don't want distractions. As soon as Deshaun Watson shows up on the roster.
Yeah, but
we've seen teams.
I'm kind of with Figgy on this, because we've seen teams sign guys that could potentially be distractions. Maybe not the same case that Deshaun Watson had, but I mean, didn't the Cowboys sign Greg Hardy after he had beat up his girlfriend and threw her on the bed of guns and all these other things?
That is correct, and that was a big problem. I mean, and that is the Cowboys, who seemingly embrace distraction in a way.
But here's the thing:
but that's
all it takes is one.
That's your team right there. You don't see the Cowboys maybe.
It only takes one.
No,
all it takes is one. Yeah. That's all it takes.
And it's not like you signing them to a big old guarantee anyway.
No.
I like that y'all are campaigning here. Do y'all realize the side that you're on right now?
We're just putting it out there.
I'm just saying, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be a shocker if somebody bring him in.
Does the NFL ever surprise you at what they do? Let's just be honest.
I mean, that is fair.
They are willing to do these things. It comes down to football and finances.
Yeah. Really. I'm just saying, I wouldn't be surprised. And I feel like this is what Deshaun is trying to do right now, to repair that image a little bit so he could possibly go somewhere else.
And more power to him. I don't see that.
So you think after this, his career is over?
I think he's cooked, brother.
He's cooked.
Because on top of that, like, getting out him actually playing, right? Like, actually playing.
Oh, I'm not saying he's playing.
He'll be a backup
center. I think he could hop on a team and not play.
All right, best of luck to him.
Or at least bring him into camp.
That's around the NFL here in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, there's been a lot of rumors as we reach legal tampering period in the NBA as it relates to the Houston Rockets as well, including Rockets being linked to this player. Are you interested in him? 713-572-4610. I'll tell you who it is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, big voice man, you're a little wrong there. I am Reginald Atatula. That's Chris Partee in for John Lopez. It is In the Loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Still got Figgy Fig rocking and rolling, as you can tell, by the vibes, by the tunes. All right, yeah. He said yeah.
Loving them vibes, man. Loving them
he
tunes,
said,
man.
Yeah. Is that the Bay Area jumping out of you? Is that what that was?
A little bit.
Okay.
Or I could go, yee. That's definitely Bay right there.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. We might need to probe into like the Chris Partee Bay Area at some point during the program. But not just right now, because I want to talk about these Rockets, right? We are in the legal tampering period, and we didn't talk much about it. We referenced it earlier. But if you are unfamiliar, right, technically the new league year starts on July the 6th.
Yeah, 6th.
Correct?
Yep.
And even from then you have like a moratorium on when actual deals can get signed.
Yeah.
For, what is it, a couple days? I can't remember exactly what it is. The NBA has so many rules.
They can
and
be agreed upon or, yes. or I guess made public.
Yeah.
July 6th, yeah. Even though it happens before.
Because that's the new league year. But until that point, because the NBA knows to some degree that they have rules that people are going to flout, they yeah. offer a legal tampering period, a period for when teams can just have actual contact with players that are not their own, even though, let's be honest, they probably do it anyways.
Yeah,
however, this is the time period where free agency in effect starts, because teams will kind of have that contact and start getting their minds together and their ideas on what they might do.
Putting them feelers out there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so with those feelers, we're starting to get some ideas of what the Rockets might do, because the big trade for Kevin Durant was incredible, but I think anybody with reasonably look at it would see that, hey, this team still needs some stuff. Just off of the basis of they had, what, like 12 guys on the roster?
Yeah.
Right? And, of course, there's, you know, the guys that they had previously had that they were still going to see if they were going to, you know, have some level of dealings with in the next year. Talking about, like, Aaron Holiday, Jeff Green, guys of that nature. So they're still going to figure those things out. However, I think the things that we're looking for at this Rockets team, you tell me if you think I'm wrong. Three and deep type players, because you need to add shooting, but you also don't want to sacrifice at all what Ime has defensively.
That might be the most important thing, is 3-and-D guys. I mean, definitely the shooting, but again, you don't want to sacrifice defense just for the sake of a little more scoring.
No. And so with that being the case, I would imagine that that would be a focus of free agency for the Rockets. Is there any other thing that I'm missing there, or would you agree?
No, I'm with you on here, 100%. That's what we've talked about forever, is they need more shooting.
And so with that being the case, because again, we're seeing Jabari Smith Jr. probably step into that space,
yeah,
which is good, but Dylan Brooks goes, and he was probably your best spot-up shooter that you had, yeah, at least in the rotation, yeah, consistently, and there's not really a replication for that. Obviously, you're hoping that Reed Sheppard gets more burn, as the reporting has been that he will, but he's probably going to be on ball,
yeah,
and you still need that those spot-up shooters to create some space. So there's some links that are happening out there. Daniel Lerner of the Houston Chronicle put together a list, but there's one name in particular that has popped up in a big way, and in some ways kind of flouting the legal tampering, because we have some ideas as to what a
just
contract,
a little bit,
rough ideas of what a contract might look like. But there's a big link because of those rumors to Dorian Finney-Smith, played with the Lakers this past year. He's played a lot of places in the league with the Mavericks, the Brooklyn Nets. He is a 3-and-D player, and I think the conversation is maybe him getting something like a 4-year, maybe somewhere in the 40 range, because or $40 to $48 million range, because that would allow you to get to a space where he makes less than $14 million or just around $14 million,
okay,
which would fit into the mid-level exception that the Rockets have, the non-taxpayer mid-level exception. With all that being the case, do you like the addition of a Dorian Finney-Smith to this team as currently constituted?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm right there with you because, I mean, the man shoot, I think, but last year he shot it at around 41%, right, from three. So, yeah, bring that guy in. Now, there are a couple other guys that the Rockets are potentially linked to as well, and I'm sure you'll get into them as also. But, no, Dorian Finney-Smith, I think that would be a really good fit for the Rockets.
I was talking to a friend of mine about this weekend, and I will give him credit for this, even though I told him I would just straight up steal it. Does Dorian Finney-Smith not feel kind of like a Dylan Brooks replacement? of sorts. Obviously, I don't think he's going to. He could possibly have a similar kind of like time, like playing time share, but I don't think he have to. In that, that guy really is a defense first 3-and-D.
Yeah,
like he.
I don't have a problem with that.
He gained his bones developing as this is a guy who is a defensive kind of small forward, but really kind of a power forward. He can guard up a little bit. He's got a level. He's got enough ability to guard on the wing. And he plays with the physicality and the toughness that you would imagine would Ime would want. And then he built himself up as a better three-point shooter. Maybe he's not an incredible three-point shooter, but if you want an incredible 3-and-D shooter, you're paying bigger money. Guys cost a lot of money now. He feels like he fits very much like that.
I think so because, I mean, here's the thing. You talked about him being able to, guard multiple positions here. And I think in today's NBA, that's what most teams are looking for out of their wing guys, whether you're especially if you're a three, but if you can also play the four and guard fours and even eventually at some point you are at some level you can guard fives as well, that's what you're looking for. And then on the other end, you can knock down spot up threes. It's not like he's going to be a guy that's taking, 12, 13, 14 shots a game. He's going to get his shots when they come to him, and that's what you want. It's that guy that – defense, this is what I like. A guy that's defense first, but he can shoot 40% from three when you need him to.
And he does feel like that. The question I will ask, though, and of course this is partially because I saw him as he was developing his three-point shot, so I don't know how much Lakers basketball I watched this last year to say this definitively.
Yeah.
I'll ask you, because I know you're a huge hoop head. Do you feel like he's a good enough shooter, not just off of the numbers, but like kind of tangibly, that makes teams have to space out? Because I think that's the big thing. There's some guys who have a pretty good shooting percentage, but the reputation does not make it so that teams go, we have to stick on this guy in the corner, or we have to stick on this guy on the wing. And I think that's really what you need even more so with this Rockets team, even though they just need three-point shooting.
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily say he's at that level. I would even say maybe Jabari Smith is more closer to that.
Interesting.
Or at least he's working his way towards that. Maybe I put it like that. He's working his way to being more as one of those guys that, okay, we have to not leave him open in the corner or wherever it is on the perimeter.
But you just need another one at the very least.
But you do need another one.
So, even if Jabari's not on the floor, you have someone out there. And I think you were talking about size. I think that's a good point as well because you're kind of missing a little of those intermediaries. Like, Amen Thompson fits nicely as one of those guys that can play anywhere for like 2 to 4.
Yeah.
Tari Eason isn't quite, he's kind of that, but also Tari's not a great shot right now.
Yeah.
And then you have the size in KD, Jabari Smith Jr., and then you talk about the centers. That's evident.
Yeah, it's different.
But then who do you have that really feels like a wing that you have, especially that can space? It doesn't really feel like you have enough of those.
Yeah, well, like you said, with losing Dylan Brooks, it does kind of feel like Dorian Finney-Smith could be that Dylan Brooks replacement. Not saying he's going to be the same exact player, but he can do and bring some of the things to the table that Dylan Brooks brought to the table for the Rockets.
Okay, so if it wasn't Dorian Finney-Smith, and it feels like they're just gone very far down this path as rumors continue to come out even to this day.
Yeah.
But some other kind of potentials to add 3-and-D type players. Which of these do you like the most? In fact, maybe power rank these between Nickeil Alexander-Walker, dude who played with the Timberwolves last year, Ty Jerome, point guard, shooting guard type of guy for the Cavs last year, real scorer. Last year, especially late in the season and into the postseason, Luke Kennard, and then Gary Trent Jr.
Yes.
What you want me to say about Luke Kennard?
Who is Luke Kennard?
What you want me to say about Luke Kennard? How would you power rank those four guys as potential targets, particularly as it relates to this Rockets team?
Personally, I'm a fan of Gary Trent Jr.
Really,
I like him in that 3-and-D kind of role where he's like probably the seventh or eighth guy off the bench in that kind of role. I like him in that role.
Which is kind of what we're talking about, I imagine.
Yeah, I'm assuming, anywhere from, not going to be the sixth man most likely, but anywhere from, I guess, between 6 and 8 is where one of these guys is going to fall in the rotation for the Rockets, I'm assuming. That's what I would assume. So if I had to rank them, number one for me would be Gary Trent.
Interesting. And he's more of a shooting guard type guy. Shot 41% from three, but he is 6'5", just a little bit short.
Yeah, the size thing would probably be an issue there, but I like the shooting.
Well, I mean, you don't have as many guards. It up. I think he can fill it.
He can fill it up.
Okay,
he can fit in, but I'm saying he can. I've seen him fill it up before. So I mean, out of these four guys, I would definitely rank Gary Trent Jr. That's just me.
Okay,
I would go him over to others,
I don't hate that. Yeah. I have a great fondness for Nickeil Alexander-Walker, but
he'd probably be number two for me.
Okay, fair enough. And then between Luke Kennard and Ty Jerome. Ty Jerome would be interesting in that he's been a point guard, so that would add you another point guard depth. But I think with, obviously, Fred, Reed Sheppard, who I think is going to be your number two point guard by all accounts.
That's kind of what I'm thinking.
Them seemingly bringing back Aaron Holiday, I think that you're probably good on guards at this point.
Now, do you think that's going to happen? Or do you think they're going to bring back Aaron Holiday?
I mean, that's been the reporting. That Green, Aaron Holiday, and Jay Sean Tate are guys that they're going to bring back.
Then if that's the case, then you're probably not going to bring in another
Ty Jerome.
You're probably not.
I mean, he can kind of play shooting guard, but he's really more of a point guard.
So you're probably not going to bring him in. Then, I mean, if I'm ranking it based on realistic expectation of what could happen, I'd probably have to go Luke Kennard third and Ty Jerome fourth.
Okay. All right. Still very interested in what the Rockets actually end up doing. And I see it on the YouTube page. The Twitch chat, Trustin Stone. It feels like Rafael Stone has earned that for the way that he's put this team together.
And I think so.
These are the places where executives earn their money. The finishing touches that make the roster.
Got to round it out.
Make it sing.
This is one of the reasons why a situation like Phoenix didn't work when KD was there. Did not round out that roster.
That's a great point.
It can't just be the top three guys that make all the money and then you just throw some guys in with them. Can't be that.
All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including do we have to make something of that Lance McCullers Jr. Saturday start? We'll talk about that more next. All right, let's get into what's popping here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Reginald Atula, Chris Partee in for John Lopez today.
Yep.
I love the ad lib. I love this is going to be an ad lib all day long.
I was waiting on the rap verse after that.
The quick little, yeah. All right. Figgy Fig, obviously, always with us. Fig, you know, I'm sure you're having a great day. Like, this is going to be a good week for you.
Yeah.
Having Wimbledon on the TV.
Yep.
Have you been able to keep locked in with the show at all?
I've been pretty locked in. I just look up towards the right just to kind of see who's up there right now. So.
He multitasking back then.
Yeah. I respect it.
They've been switching from Alcaraz to Madison Keys and all the matches. So
Madison Keys got her win, by the way, in the first
round. Yeah, okay. It was just on earlier, I guess it's over now.
She got her win over some Rusa. I don't know her name. I feel like that's something I was talking about with you, Chris, the idea of early on in these tournaments, I'll pull up and I'll be like, who is this player? Because sometimes it's like, oh, they're not that good. It's fine. But sometimes it's like, actually, no, this player is kind of nice and up and coming and you just don't know about him yet. This way I find out about some of them.
Yeah.
Okay. But besides that, let's get into what's popping, including a weekend where the Astros get another series win is what I was looking to say versus the Chicago Cubs with King Tucker, you know, with Kyle Tucker back in town along with Ryan Presley. Did you see the video that they did, that the Astros did to welcome them back on Friday?
No.
It was incredible. Figgy, did you get a chance to see this at all?
No, I didn't.
Man, I encourage you to see it. A 3-minute video. And
oh, wow.
It was, I mean, you know, how when a player comes back to a place, the ways in which a team, you know, tries to embrace them.
Yeah.
It can be real indicative of the relationship that the team and the city have with them. And
that's true.
It felt so damn warm. Like, I appreciated it. It was like, and you could feel the appreciation in the video and in the building. Not that I was in the building, but just watching it on TV. It was incredible to see. Like, it warms my heart, you know, to see that instance where, at least for the moment, we could put aside whatever happened and how you got to that place, however you feel about it, and appreciate the two guys that together put together the final out that solidified a World Series championship for the city. Mm. And so it was good to see that. And then it was also good to proceed to whoop their ass, which was good. Friday night.
And Sunday night,
which, I mean, I don't even know if you can necessarily call those entirely ass whoopers. Shout out, though, to the pitchers on those days doing their work. And I guess now I talk about the pitcher on Saturday, Lance McCullers Jr.
we got to get to that, huh?
Thankfully returns from injury because you needed guys that you feel comfortable and confident with as starting pitchers in your rotation. And Lance McCullers is often that. But it seems like whenever he comes back from injury, which it's crazy that we have to say it like that to begin with, but with him coming back from injury, the first game is just one of those ones. It's the first pancake. You know what I mean? When you make a pancakes and that first one.
And it's kind of jacked up. It ain't browned enough. I like my pancakes kind of brownish, you know, I guess golden brown. You get that little light skin pancake. that first one don't come out exactly how you want it?
No. Do we have to make this a thing with the ways that... Hey, don't do that, 346.
What?
Sorry. I was going down another path. This text comes in on the text line. I guess I'm really having a squirrel moment. Somebody said, Colorado's about to beat us. Love my Astros, but I'm a little afraid of this
Oh,
series.
My goodness.
Stop that. Stop. Although, there is a little breaking news that will add a little context to that. Give me 1 second. I'll get you to that news. But before, I did want to talk. Finish at least one thought of the Lance McCullers Jr. I mean, he only goes 3 1/3 on Saturday. 8 earned runs on 7 hits for him, including 3 bombs. He got rocked. They was just hitting the mess out of him. Do we have to make anything of this, or can we just wipe this away as this is that first pancake?
I think you just said it. We've almost come to expect this from Lance McCullers, right? When he comes back from injury. That first outing, it's probably going to be a disaster. And I think that's what we got Saturday, is a disaster. 3 1/3, 8 runs given up, to three home runs.
Yes.
Yeah. There's no other way to look at that. Just kind of chalk that up and, you know, just move on. He has to be better his next outing.
I sincerely believe that he will be. I mean, we've seen him already come back and find, like, you know, the stuff that he was utilizing and find his kind of pitch mix over time. I think that, you know, obviously being away from being able to throw the baseball a little bit took him away from that. I think we've seen him be able to work his way back from a 3-year absence. Yeah, I imagine that a few weeks is not going to get him. 832 does say that McCullers has a bad habit of tipping his pitches.
Mm.
Maybe so, but I think if there's an organization that you feel comfortable in finding a way to rehabilitate that, I think I feel good about this Astros. Plus, I will also make the excuse, and I do understand at some level excuse, that's a really good Cubs offensive team, and if you're not on your P's and Q's, they can do that to you.
Did you feel bad at all about
you know, a spot of letting him go 3 1/3 when he was clearly having those issues? Like, it got out of hand before he was out of the game, as evidenced by 3 earned runs. And the game was gone by that point, especially with the way that the Astros offense has been going. You don't anticipate 8 to 9 runs from them. Do you feel like he should have pulled the plug earlier?
Yeah, but I think in the position, trying to look at it from the perspective of the manager, you want to see if he can get settled down. You kind of want to see if he can kind of reel it in. So you let it go. Maybe you let it go an inning too long, but no longer than that. Because eventually it's like, all right, you've already given up this many runs. We gotta stop the bleeding now.
No, right. And I it's kind of tough because somebody asked us that question earlier, and I was like, yeah, you probably could have given yourself a chance to maybe compete in this game still. Because you also had Ryan Gusto who could piggyback and who ultimately did. He gave you 4 innings in this one later in that game. But I feel like Lance McCullers coming back off an injury, I'd much rather see him try and work some things out, which, I mean, it's a tough thing to say against the Cubs and what have you, but give him an opportunity to maybe work his way back into, you know, into a feel in that game. And then once it got so far out of hand, then you were in that place. Now, here's where I think our texter that was saying the Colorado Rockies are about to beat the Astros in this 3-game set in Denver, where they might have been coming from, as there's some breaking news when it comes to the Astros.
You want the sounder?
I mean, do you want to do? Yeah, go ahead and do the sounder.
Do the sounder.
It is. The Astros' injury luck continues to get worse.
Oh, goodness.
Jeremy Pena hit by a baseball on Friday, didn't play Saturday, didn't play Sunday, and it appears that it was for good reason. Jeremy Pena has a fracture in his ribs.
Wow.
The Astros announced he is going on the IL. So the hits keep coming.
Literally.
Yeah, sorry, no pun intended.
Yes.
For the Astros. And this one feels like this one could be, I don't want to. All right, let me press pause. I don't want to get too reactionary, but this one does feel like it could be real problematic because offense was really predicated on being really timely and just, you know, making exactly what you need. And yes, you found enough offense for a 2-0 victory on Sunday without Jeremy Pena. Again, we're done talking about Saturday that no longer exists. I don't even know what you're talking about.
It happened. It's over.
No, it didn't. I don't know.
Oh, it didn't happen.
About.
Okay.
No, I'm deciding to completely erase that from memory. But you found 2 runs on Sunday with the Jose Altuve 2-run shot.
Man.
But where are you finding offense if Jeremy Pena is now, not if, once Jeremy Pena misses at least a couple of weeks going on the IL?
I mean, if you look at it this season, the Astros don't have a lot of guys in that All-Star talk.
Oh, I hadn't even thought about this All-Star-wise.
He's one of them.
Oh, I hadn't even thought about this All-Star-wise.
He's one of them.
He is.
And now he's going to be out for, you said, fractured rib?
Yeah.
Who knows how long he's going to be out?
Yeah.
That's, this is not good.
That is the understatement of the segment. What was that analysis you gave me, Chris? Would you say this is?
It is not good.
Oh, okay.
Not good.
No, I hate to
be Captain Obvious,
no,
but.
No, you're very right.
But damn. Talk about timing, man.
And it happens in one of the worst spots.
Goodness.
It happens in one of the worst spots because in the middle infield, like,
yeah.
you don't have a lot of guys there. I mean, just yesterday you had Mauricio Dubon play at short, which does this then force the Astros into having Jose Altuve at second base even longer?
It might. You might not have a choice here.
And the whole idea of moving him away is, you know, kind of mitigating his exposure to that level of defense. That might harm your defense, especially with your ground ball pitching that you have. Or maybe, and this is probably wild. It's probably a little too wild speculation because I've been looking towards the idea of, you know, September for this particular dude. But does this put you in a place where Bryce Matthews, who has been hooping in AAA, does this give him the opportunity to maybe come up at some point? Maybe they still have Brendan Rodgers. I'm done with the Brendan Rodgers thing myself.
It sounds like most people are done with Brendan Rodgers. It just sounds like it.
The bat isn't there at all. The defense was starting to look a little salty, a little nasty as well.
Yeah.
Luis Guillorme at least has shown you good defense. I just don't know how much.
But where are you going to replace Peña's production in the lineup as far as hitting? Like that, the defense as well, obviously, but like.
Clearly, this is Jake Meyers' territory. And I say that kind of jokey, but also not at all.
So you saying Jake Meyers got to carry this Astros team?
I mean, hey, let's get up here.
Somebody's got to do it.
Hey, look, it's a tough job. Somebody got to do it. Absolutely.
I mean, we still don't know when Yordan's coming back.
Although, we did get a little update on that this weekend. He headed to Florida in order to get some live BP action.
It's all fine and good.
You're like, I don't want to hear it until he's back on the field playing baseball. Fair enough. All right. So, yeah, it seems like the text line, the YouTube page, everybody's in Bryce Matthews territory. I like what we're doing here. Can we will it into action, one, and then can we will the production like we did for Cam Smith?
We're going to have to. That's what it sounds like. We're going to have to do that.
That's fair. And from the 713, fractured ribs, the Astros actually saying something is actually broken. Does that mean that Peña is going to die soon? I hope not. I sure hope not.
God.
Let's not
do that. Let's not go there.
Okay, so let's watch this space. Like, what do the Astros do? Do we see a move that corresponds with the IL stint? Maybe Bryce Matthews. Maybe it's his time because he did something this weekend that was phenomenal, sending the ball very, very far.
Oof.
Very, very far. We'll talk about that later as well. But that's what's popping. A little bit of breaking news. Jeremy Peña, seemingly like he was going to be an all-star shortstop. I don't know. It definitely felt like it. We'll see if that's at all in jeopardy, as the bigger thing is that, you know, he did indeed suffer
broken ribs.
What's
up with these Astros shortstops and these rib fractures, too?
I don't
know.
And you know what? I feel real bad for him.
Went through the same thing.
That is a level of injury that I do not envy at all. Like, ribs?
No.
Like, broken ribs feel like you laugh, you move wrong, and you in pain.
Anything.
Pain. Somebody said trade for Bregman. I mean, his team isn't all that good. They might want to get off of the asset.
That would be hilarious. If
that would
happened,
be very
man.
Funny.
Funny is a word you could use, I guess.
All
right,
you're
in
one.
You are in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. I don't like that news at all. Coming up next, something that I guess I like a little bit better, which is my 2024 rewatch of the Texans. We have reached week 4 versus the Jacksonville Jaguars at NRG Stadium. Let's break that down. I have my notes. We'll discuss them next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.